Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, May 10th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we talk about homeschooling. Now, I was privileged to come across Denise Pointier. Man, she's doing awesome things, right? And she has three girls who is like the reigning champion, like junior champion, and said, okay, what time do they get to do this golfing thing? And she said, no, they homeschool. I said, you have a homeschool program? He said, yes, man. I'm a part of the Bahamas Homeschooling Association. And I work with them and they work with me in forming a curriculum, a system where my child is able to benefit. And I said, okay, you and the homeschool need to come and bring the golf people to one time so we can talk about all this one time, right? But let me, without further ado, because she brought her daughters, her lovely daughters, right? These golf champions. If you see how wee they are, right? And she brought them, and I want to actually investigate what is homeschooling. That's why I have the vice president there, right? And I want to know how were you able, Denise Pointier, to do all of this? How to manage all of this? And I just need you to talk directly into the mic and pull it a little closer to you, okay? And welcome again, Miss Denise Pointier.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So homeschool, you know, it was something that I always wanted to do. And, you know, sometimes when it's something new, you kind of get afraid because you don't have the resources, the know-how to do it. But you know, the pandemic forced me into it, and then I decided to stick with it. So for me, I more take the what is called eclectic approach to homeschooling, which means that I'm very creative. So being a part of the Homeschool Association, I'm able to gather resources, attend field trips, you know, talk with other parents, and gather ideas that is age appropriate for my three wonderful daughters who are here with me today so that they are able to learn. And right now they are a part of the golf program at 14 Clubs Golf Academy. So with that, they are able to, it's, you know, most children go after school, but my children, they can go in the morning, they can go in the afternoon, then even home, because we are homeschooling, sometimes we are doing our math lesson outside and they are putting or chipping and practicing all at the same time. So homeschool has given me the opportunity for them to really accomplish their goals. And I'm proud to say they are the lower primary homeschool golf champions for the nationals from the Bahamas. So thank you.
And mind you, I always was interested in homeschooling my children, but I'm scary. So I said, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, is there support?
Yes.
Like someone who can walk me through it? And this is why Miss Nadia Wong, who's vice president of the Bahamas Homeschool Association, which is a BHA. I think that's the correct acronym.
Correct.
And I want you to explain what is this homeschooling program and how did you get Miss Pointier involved? Because I know Miss Pointier is brilliant, right? And you should see how smart her children are. But I want to know how that mixture, that association came about.
Well, thank you, CA. And first, let me apologize on behalf of our president, Lisa McCartney, who could not be here because she is traveling. I was also afraid when I heard about homeschooling. But it was like Denise, it was the pandemic that actually brought it all to light for me. Homeschooling just basically is educating your child at home. Mm-hmm. It is where the parent actually directs the entire education of the child. Now, sometimes there's a little confusion out there because I often hear people ask for they say, I want my child to join a home school. Yeah. The only home school that truly exists is the one you make. But there are other organizations out there. They're actually small schools that exist, and people call them home schools. And I just want to say, because sometimes down the road there's a little challenge with that, because there are parents who want their children to sit national examinations. And unless you homeschool, like Denise has done through the Ministry of Education, or myself, or you have your child in a registered school, the child would not be able to sit the national examinations. Again, there are persons who have this homeschool, but unless that happens, the child would not be able to sit the national examinations. So homeschooling is just basically where the parent actually directs the entire education. Now, sometimes the parent may use a tutor. The tutor may come into the home. Every once in a while, the parent may organize other activities outside the home where it may be education, or like what Denise has done with her fantastic girls, who we are so proud of, it may be a sporting organization. But it is the parent directing it. It's not the child going to what we label a small school in uniform, having teachers. That is not homeschooling. So basically, it's the parent that does it. And there's so much curricula out there. Basically, anyone can do it. Yeah. Because I feel like I'm anyone. So if I can do it, anyone can do it.
And back to you, Denise, yes. Right? COVID hit, pandemic, you're home. You need to get a quality education for your children, right?
Yes.
So you start investigating.
Yes.
Right? You start reaching out to the BHA and say, hey, I'm planning to educate my children. I'm home, right?
Yes.
I know Miss Well mentioned that some examinations some people can't have, and I'm kind of nervous now. How do I go about it? Now, what was your first step as a parent? Aside from me, I'm a parent. I'm interested. I want you to take me step by step as to how I make this happen. I'm going to homeschool my children. What do I do?
Okay, so first I went on the Ministry of Education website because I figured there must be somewhere I needed to register them so that, you know, the ministry is aware that my children are in school. So homeschool division has their own section on the Ministry of Education website where now, when I did it, there was no online application. You had to print it out, mm-hmm. fill it out, and drop it off. But now they've updated, and you can fill it out online and email all, and they will get back everything to you in a few weeks.
It's important documents, I want.
So passport, you know, photos.
Okay, I understand. So I followed the documents, then what happens?
So once you fill it out and it is approved, they will let you know when you can pick up your student identification badge. And that's important because, like Nadia said, if your child is going to take an exam, they need to have their student ID available. So the children will get student ID. Also, if they want to get insurance and other stuff as a student, they have that to say, hey, I am in school, I'm being homeschooled. And then the parent will also get a certificate saying that you are authorized to teach your child at home.
So again, going back to Ms. Wong, so not every jabroni, said, can just say, hey, I'm going to keep my child home and just teach them. There's a system?
Yes, there is a system. And I wouldn't say the jabroni, but whoever elects to do this, the parent or guardian has to be 21. And according to the Education Act, you are supposed to provide an education that is suitable for the child's age, ability, and aptitude. And one of the things that we fill out is the actual curricula that we are going to be using for the child, as well as what other extracurricular activities the child will be doing.
So let's talk about curricula. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Again, I'm a novice. I want to do this,
yeah.
Right? I'm interested, and I just like Denise pointed here, I start doing the investigation, right? I'm reaching out to Ministry of Education. You said do that. You follow the form, you apply. You reach out to the BHA.
Yes.
I assume they give you some kind of guideline on what's the next step.
Actually, the BHA, just recently we revamped our website. You can just basically put in the Bahamas Homeschool Association, and that has basically everything in it. It has examples of curricula. It has how to get started, things like making a plan, doing the research. And it actually goes through the various levels of homeschooling, like Denise does eclectic. So she does, she caters everything to her children's specific needs. And all of that is on the website, just the Bahamas Homeschool Association.
Ms. Pointier,
yes.
How did you choose a curriculum? Because, again, I'm kind of nervous. Like I said, you're convincing me. Because your children seem advanced. They're young, right? But I would by what how they speak, I would assume they're grade 7, grade 8, grade 9. And these are small children, right? I don't know, how do I get my child to be that advanced, right? So what curriculum did you choose? How did you choose a curriculum?
First of all, my girls are in grades 2 and 3.
So, no, ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So these two are my twins, Eden and Zion. They're 7 and in grade 2. And Zaire, big sister, is 8 mm-hmm. and in grade 3. Now, as Nadia spoke about on the application for Ministry of Education, they ask how many hours, and it's a required 25 hours per week that your child must do school activity. You have the option, like when I fill mine out, I put that they will do 4 days, minimum of 4 days of golf practice, 2 to 3 hours a day, and all that is considered a part of their education, a part of their curriculum. Then you can decide. For me, my girls are doing Spanish. They do a lot of field trips. So when it comes to geography, history, mine is in motion. So, for example, we took them on a 8-week road trip, and they learned about different states in the United States. And that is acceptable so long as you can explain it and show where, you know, it has something to do with the subject matter. So I make it really creative. They are practicing golf every day. So they have to do spelling. So they are learning words that are related to going out on the golf course.
Okay. Now, you mentioned golf. And, of course, I have Miss Carol. I'm trying to pronounce that first name.
No,
just grab that mic right there. Adjudame. Adjudame or Adjudame?
Adjudame.
Make sure that mic there, right? Who is the president or chairman of the Golf Academy? Let me give you my mic. Let me give you a mic there.
At 14 Clubs Golf Academy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Introduce yourself formally.
My name is Judanae Carroll, and I work along with 14 Clubs Golf Academy. Is the mic?
Go ahead. It's on now.
Okay. We're a academy that teach juniors how to play golf from the beginner's level to the competitive level.
And the reason why I brought you in the conversation, one of my concerns was having my child exposed to extracurricular activity, one, be socialized well.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I said, how can I homeschool and socialize my child well to get along with other kids and do activities and be athletic, right? How can I homeschool and do that? And I hear Ms. Pointier say, well, my children play golf. I want to know, how does a golf academy mm-hmm. be involved in a homeschool program? Like, mm-hmm. how did that network, that connection happen? And is it like, can other homeschool programs like call you up and start? Is that that's something routine?
Yes, absolutely. Well, at the academy, we train kids how to play golf. And the more time you put into playing golf, the better you are at it. And so your kids can play at a national level or global eventually. Mm-hmm. If they're really good, and this can happen the more time you put into it. So homeschool has more time to allocate to playing golf, which is very, very good. They do their studies at the beginning of the day, and they play golf in the afternoon. Hence, their kids can reach, you know, optimum level of playing golf competitively at an earlier age.
Yes.
You know? There are professional players out there that have actually played on a professional level in their teens. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at 16, 17. So the quicker the better, you know. There are career opportunities out there for players. There are scholarships out there for the younger kids. So the more time they invest into it, any sport, actually, the more time they invest in playing golf, the better chances they get at these opportunities.
I'm impressed because I've come across a few parents who have their children homeschool who swims.
Yeah.
And they swim all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the homeschooling. Mm-hmm. I've come across parents who children play tennis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And and they homeschool. And I'm seeing that it's a trend.
Yeah.
It's clearly is a trend when you have a child who has a aptitude for a particular sport to say, well, they can become a professional player. It seems as if homeschool is the ideal concept where they can concentrate on the athleticism or that access to that. Even sailing, I mean, you know, they have sailing club, homeschool sailing too. So I'm impressed. Like, that's the new norm now for when you have a kid with that aptitude who can play. But I have a parent who I come across who wants their children to go play basketball professionally, and they homeschool. But they child play basketball all day. But they have a regiment on how to this education part and then the basketball extracurricular part, right? So I want to know, Ms. Pointer, why did you choose golf, first of all?
All right. So I want to shout out my daddy who was listening in. You know, when he was getting ready to retire, he decided that he was going to start playing golf. So he retired. I got married. He started inviting my husband out, you know, to get to know his son-in-law. And then I started coming out. And we realized, hey, this is something that everybody can play together as a family. So we started bringing the girls out very, very young age. We just saw a video of Zaire at 2 years old, and she was hitting, you know, the golf ball. And even now, I have another daughter. We have another daughter. She's one, and she's already coming out to practice. So it's my daddy who started it. But, you know, it's something that he can even come out. Like, he is Zaire's caddy when she plays in tournaments. So it's something to keep all of us together.
And how did you find the golf school?
So I said, hey, these girls can... Girls, I'm sorry, but mommy didn't know y'all were going to be so good. Apologies, I should know better, right? And... you know, I said, wow, they're picking up on this so fast. I said, they can really go somewhere with this. So I started doing my research. So after they won the championship, I said, hey, you know, everybody was so amazed. Homeschool, homeschool. There was even a big write-up in the paper, homeschool team dominates. I was like, hold on a second. I don't have to be selfish with this. There are a lot of other parents who need direction, who want their children to be able to excel in this sport, and they're looking for an avenue. So why not? It's not, these girls are my homeschool students, because like Nadia said, they have to be within my home. But with us setting up a foundation where we can assist other parents and show them the different steps on how to put golf and homeschool together so that they are able to teach their children, that is the direction that I am going in with the Poitia Girls Golf Foundation. And my girls, they're already talking about the next 5 years when they are on their amateur tour. So, and it, like Dawn said, it can happen that fast. They don't have to be 20, 30. They can start in their teens and be able to travel. And with homeschool, you can travel, get your education, and still follow your passion.
And Ms. Wong, back to you. There, like I said, there is a proliferation of people gravitating to homeschool now. Your association is booming. You have all kind of parents calling out and reaching out to you for advice and to be a membership, right? Do you all have like a weekly meeting, monthly meeting? How do you stay connected? Because you have so much individual homes doing homeschooling, and then you're like an umbrella type concept.
Well, in terms of a meeting, the whole meeting thing, well, twice per year, well, per academic year, we do have a general meeting. But what we do have on an ongoing basis, we have the Bahamas Homeschool Association that I mentioned in terms of the website. And we also have another Facebook group, Homeschooling in the Bahamas. And anyone can actually just go on there, get information. Of course, in terms of the government, just to throw it out there, in terms of homeschooling, we do have the homeschool unit that does provide a lot of the information that Denise mentioned. But what we do, because extracurricular activity is so important, every month we have organized a very meaningful, fun field trip. We have gone to Greycliff, to find out about how chocolates are made. We have gone to the various forts. Mm-hmm. We even have a dolphin encounter coming up.
Yeah.
And this provides an opportunity for children both to get information as well as to interact socially. And recently, we have been trying to put together various groups. Well, Denise, she's a pioneer. She went ahead. And another friend of mine, Emily, she was a pioneer too. She's a pioneer in terms of golf. But we have been putting together various groups like tennis, and they have a sailing group. So these are other opportunities, more informally, that the BHA assist in, you know, getting children together socially as well as learning.
So Ms. Carroll, with your Golf Academy, mm-hmm. golf seems to be the sport of choice now, right? I want to know, how popular is golf amongst youth or this age bracket? Is there a lot of persons seeking you out now to say, hey, I want my child be tutored in this golf thing to become better than common or usual?
Okay, golf is now growing like at a high speed right now, especially in the schools here in the Bahamas. Persons are wanting to play golf just because, you know, in all walks of life, you don't have to be rich to play golf.
No,
you don't have to be rich. There are organizations out there and people that sponsor good players. When you show good talent and skill, like in our academy, you know, we train our girls and boys so hard that, you know, they just shine. And so you have people that will actually, you know, sponsor or help, you know, that individual to get ahead. We pushed to implement the Bahamas Interschool Golf Program in the schools, public and private. The Bahamas Interschool Golf Program is overseen by the Bahamas Golf Federation and 14 Clubs Golf Academy, and is endorsed by the RNA and the Bahamas Olympic Committee. Other partners and contributors to this project are the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. The day-to-day operations of the program are mainly run by 14 Clubs Golf Academy. This project allows all students to be introduced to golf in PE classes and gives them the opportunity to represent their schools at the National School Golf Championships, which is held yearly.
Nice.
This program is hugely important as it helps to change the landscape of our country. We will have more young people understanding how to dress for success, learn interpersonal skills and social skills, and other valuable lessons for life along their journey with golf. So we'd like to deliver the instructions where the children are mainly in school. So homeschool, private school, and public school. We aim to provide high quality, consistent programs led by our academy. And then the children transition from school to the golf facility, the BGF facility, which is opposite the blue, the sports center.
I just want to ask that, where do you teach these children this golf?
Right at the BGF facility. It's opposite the Blue Hill Sporting Complex
by the
Sports Center.
Mm-hmm.
So if interested persons can just drive by and sign up and join the classes, or they can ask in the school to join the inter-school golf program.
I have a text here, and you maybe could better explain it. It says, CA, my aunt lives in Beantown and has 5 kids that might be interested in this academy. They don't have any equipment or resources. Can this disenfranchise still be a part of this?
Yes.
Or is this just for the affluent? See, everybody's thinking you need money to play golf.
I know, right? But it's not so. So, firstly, the inter-school golf program that we implemented, you can start in school. So if they are in public school, for instance, or they're homeschool, they can sign up and show interest first for learning golf. And then once they've started lessons and training and they have shown that they have reached that competency level with the curriculum, mm-hmm. then they move towards the program at the BGF facility.
Okay.
Yes. And so the BGF, they're very, and 14 clubs, they're very helpful with kids. You know, we offer discounts if they need it.
Equipment.
Oh, right? So you don't need to have my equipment.
So you don't need to purchase. No, you don't need to buy your golf clubs and a golf bag and all of that, because that could be like $1,000 or so, ooh, right, just to start up. But no, we have rental equipment. You can rent for free. And in the schools, you can be trained for free at the public schools.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, I assume Dolphin have opportunities. I can see all kind of opportunities. I have a text here that says, this is Dr. Livette Scott from North Carolina. I attended University of South Florida, and I was informed by the sports director some time ago that they give scholarship for Gulf students. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it is for Americans only, but they can check it out. I have a nursing colleague whose daughter received a scholarship there too. I am a Bahamian living in and working in North Carolina. I guess she just wanted to update you that, hey, it is possible for that, right?
Yes.
But there is golfing in public schools, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Right, right. We have implemented it, yes, in the PE classes, some of the PE classes, where, okay, we continue the training for those teachers. The teachers are trained and then and also certified where they can instruct the students how to play.
What if I'm a homeschooler too? Just starting out, but I want to have some affiliation with this golf academy. What is the steps for that?
Okay, homeschoolers can reach out to 14 Clubs Golf Academy or the Bahamas Golf Federation if they're interested in signing up.
Okay.
It's that easy.
But let me talk to my young golfers. There's three of them. Let's bring the mic a little closer to them. I just want you to introduce you and say your name and what do you like about golfing? Don't be afraid. No one can see you besides me and the thousands of behemoths who are watching Guardian Radio. Go ahead. Just say your name. Hi. That shy.
Hi, I'm Eden.
And how old are you, Eden?
I'm 7 years old.
And do you play golf?
Yes.
Or where do you play golf? Or how do you play golf? Why do you play golf?
I play golf because I think it's really fun.
I think it's fun too. I used to sort of just walking and just kicking, hitting the ball, but it looks like it's fun. Go ahead.
My name is Zaire, and I am 8 years old.
And you play golf also?
Yes.
Okay. And your mom homeschools you? You study? Where do you study at home? Do you go to school?
Where do you study at home?
I know this mic is being intimidating. I just get scared all the time.
In the living room?
Yeah, I understand. My child gets distracted easily. If she's at home, she tends to go watch TV all the time. Do you watch TV all the time, or do you say, I'm going to study and concentrate?
She does not watch TV all the time.
She doesn't?
Mm-mm. She plays her tablet more.
She plays her tablet more. I see you carrying a tablet. What's on your tablet?
Her games.
Your games?
YouTube.
And YouTube? Yeah. My child's a YouTuber, too. She believes she's going to become a YouTuber as a career. I'm not sure how I can work with that. Are you still shy when you speak? You know, still shy? I was shy too. But let's go. Just talk to mommy then. So bring it back home to mommy, right? You're beautiful girls, right?
Thank you.
And you are a wife.
Yes.
Right? A mother.
Yes.
Right? You tend to be busy, right?
It's true.
How are you able to manage all of that and still homeschool? I mean, I work, right? I don't see. I say, boy, how I can manage all of this?
You know, a strong support team goes a long way. So I want to thank my husband very much, who goes out and, you know, does what he has to do to make sure that we have all the resources that we need so that we are able to homeschool. Grandparents, you know, they step right up. My father has not missed a golf practice. He comes out to practice. He comes out to tournaments. My mother has all the snacks ready and prepared to go. So it's a team aunts, uncles step up. And I think it's because when they see that me and my husband, we have come together and we've set our goals and we are doing our best to stick with it. You know, once people see that you are consistent with something and you're putting forth the effort and the energy, and then other people start to gravitate and start to assist. Even with the girls just entering the U.S. Kids Golf Tournaments, that was something that I didn't even know about 2 months ago. And it was 6 events. You know, golf is a lot of money. And we had family members who just called and said, you know, I'm going to send the 3 of them to this particular one, the next particular one. So I won't take the credit. It's not me alone. I may have started it, but there are so many persons who have assisted. We have the Homeschool Association who has assisted. We have 14 clubs who have trained the girls so well. And so with all of that, that makes it easier for me. So when it's time to do math or English or science or whatever it is, you know, my mind is more clear because I know that I have a great supporting cast. And it doesn't help that the girls are very smart and they catch on really quickly.
Ms. Wong.
Yes.
Is homeschooling expensive? Because I can tell you how much I pay for school fee for the school the child go to, right? But I want to do, I want to compare now. Is it expensive? Is it something I can afford? That's why we're basically better question.
Well, CA, I like to think of homeschooling like how you think of a car or transportation. It's as expensive as you choose. You can choose a bicycle to get you basically to the same place that a Mercedes can get you to. So in terms of what we have out there, what is out there in terms of curricula, it can be $0 to perhaps even as high as maybe $2,000 a month for a particular curricula that you would choose. I think it is important, if you are serious about homeschooling, that you tie your budget, you tie your child, and you try to find what is best and what can work for your particular family. So basically, it could be from free to $2,000, $3,000, because you can decide. You can put in a lot of perks. You can put in a lot of other subjects, a lot of courses. So basically, it's really up to you. But at the Bahamas Homeschool Association, we try our best to lead or to show persons who are interested in homeschooling, you know, some areas or some things to think about as they continue their homeschool journey or even before they begin it.
I want to know what's the benefits when you can be doing a compare and contrast to the regular school system and the home school system, and I have to choose. Sell me now. Why should I choose or consider homeschooling?
Well, I think you have to look at your child. Some, I'm not knocking the traditional school system, because for some children, that's the best thing for them. But when you have a child, especially these children here, who have a certain passion and commitment to golf, that may not, I doubt if they would be able to follow that passion as strongly as they do in a traditional system. And you also have children who may be interested in other things that, other than the subjects that are offered in a traditional educational system, you have children doing, I know it's some schools have it, coding, but there's so many other subjects that are out there. And as we grow globally, mm-hmm. I think homeschooling may be the best fit for some children. It's not for all children and it's not for all families. So you have to really consider a lot of things. And even in the Bahamas Homeschool Association site, we throw out some things that you should consider before you get in there.
Now you know I got to ask, like, what things you need to consider before you get inside there?
Well, you have to consider what type of child you have. Mm-hmm. Some children, they need to be in a traditional school, because if you have them home, they're not going to respect mommy as the teacher or the practitioner. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh, this mommy. So, you know, I could go play my Roblox and no. But you need a child who knows that, yes, you may have an opportunity to play your games, but first and foremost, you have to do your work first. Mm-hmm. If you have a child who is at that level, like these children here, I see where it can work. But if you have a child who definitely needs, or who only perhaps has that certain level of respect for a traditional teacher, mm-hmm. then perhaps it is best to leave them in the traditional environment.
I understand. Ms. Pointier, you mentioned earlier that eclectic style. I'm not sure what eclectic is, so you can explain that. But are you able to fashion what is being taught to your child? I mean, craft is the best word I could think, right? You have the regular curriculum and you say, okay, I can add this and I can put this mixture here. And I want you to tell me more about that.
So that's exactly what it means to take the eclectic approach. So I go through what the Ministry of Education has on their curriculum for ages 7 to 8. So once I get all the major concepts, then I tailor it based on my children's personality, based on their interests, because I want it to be something very engaging for them. So like I mentioned before, we took them on a road trip. How that started, they had a puzzle where they were learning the states in the United States, and they put it together, and they started planning. So they started planning where all they wanted to go. So, of course, with them, you know, their curiosity, their interest, I said, okay, I said, put the list together, do some research, find out things about the places, and then we would be able to go. And so they are learning and they are exploring. You know, sometimes we decide to do math on the beach. So we may be in the water and they are doing their times tables, their multiplication, and whatever else. So it doesn't have to be, you know, in a traditional setting. Hardly, it's rare that they may be sitting to a table. Sometimes we take blankets outside and they are able to, you know, gaze at the sky and read and come up with their own creative story. We do painting. We do a lot of field trips. You know, just 2 weeks ago, they did a financial literacy conference. And you may say, well, they're only 7 and 8. But they want to start their own business. And so I said, first, you need to learn the steps of entrepreneurship. So I took them to the conference, and now they're planning to do something for the summer. So I don't want it to be where they, you know, get to college age and they are just exploring these things. They can start from now so that they are prepared to go out into the world and interact. And I really want them to just follow what's in their heart. Not what they may see somebody else do, but I want them, you know, while they're young and very, very creative, to come up with their own ideas and really follow their own path.
Okay, going back to you, Miss Carol, Miss Wong, sorry. You mentioned there are homeschool parents who are teaching, and they are small schools, right? Like with 3 or 4. Do you have small schools registered underneath you all also? Like for formal school, but only has about 10 students, and they consider themselves like homeschool?
Actually, no. There are no schools at all are not registered either under the homeschool unit, which is the Ministry of Education, or with the Bahamas Homeschool Association. If you have a small school, generally with 5 or more persons, you would have to be registered under the National Accreditation and Equivalency Council. It's called NACOB. And I just want to say, if you are registered, or if your child is registered in a small school, and you have aspirations for your child to sit national examinations, you have to ensure that whatever school your child is in is actually on that list. If they are not on that list, you need to call them to perhaps find out if they're working on it, or if their name just have not been published. Because we have had cases where parents have taken their children to what is called this home school. Basically, a teacher teaching maybe 5 children. The teacher may be qualified, but if the teacher in the institution is not registered with NACOB, and they definitely cannot be a home school, because a home school has to be directed by the parent, then they will find that when they want their child to sit the national examinations, that they cannot.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to explore that, because a number of, I assume, Bahamian parents get caught up in that, right? So I know Ms. Pointier kids, any minute will be taking GLAT for grade 3. I'm not sure they reached that age yet, but taking GLAT soon. How is it that you know that they are able to take GLAT in terms of registered and the requirements? I want to know that procedure to make sure that they are able to. Like, I'm a parent trying to do this whole process.
Okay. Well, what Mrs. Poitier said, what Denise said, after you register your child at the homeschool unit, mm-hmm. then you take those documents and you go to testing and evaluation. Mm-hmm. And you register the child there. But the ideal approach, and I am from the Bahamas Homeschool Association, so what I am pushing is that if you register with the BHA, the Bahamas Homeschool Association, we can actually handle that for you.
Oh, you'll do all that for us?
Yes, okay. Yes, for a very nominal fee, okay. CA, just $60.
That's a nominal fee, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe just a few extra just to for that whole, you know, process. Mm-hmm. But basically, once the child is registered and the parent is registered with the homeschool unit, that is their ticket. That is their ticket to sitting national examinations and so many more things.
Let me explore that. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing like grade 9 BJCs, yeah. Right? You're homeschooling. Where do they go to take the exam?
Well, what happens, and you know, we are very competent persons in this country. Well, there are two options. If you do not go with the BHA route, the Ministry of Education, through the testing evaluation, they will set a site. In the past, it has been the, I think, the Marjorie Davis site that's on off Blue Hill before you reach BPL. They have used that site. If you register with the BHA, it is usually at Nassau Christian Schools.
Okay, but right now we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and then we explore some more golf, and I see I need some water. But I'm excited. It's like the new trend and possible, you know. I was like intimidated about this homeschool, but it sounds like I can do this.
Yes, you can do it.
It sounds like I can do it. And what I'm watching is I'm noticing that homeschool kids tend to be advanced. Like they're ahead of the regular schools. And I want my child to say, I finished school at 12 and finished school at 16 too, right? This has been Guardian Radio with the AM with C.A. Miri. We're talking to the Bahamas Homeschool Association, and we're talking to Miss Denise Pointier, who is a housewife and a parent at a homeschooling, and of course we're talking to Miss Carol. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her first name again, who is part of the 14 Clubs Golf Academy, and we're just talking about how they mesh together and created a system where they all benefit.
Yes.
So we'll be right back.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bella hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And I'm having an exciting conversation about homeschooling. I'm actually now considering that because it seems like I'm able to do this. It's not something I should be intimidated about. But I want to continue the conversation with Ms. Wong, right? I know we were talking about that there are sporting activities that homeschooling parents can involve their kids in. But what about those formal clubs that are typically inside traditional schools? Do homeschool people have access to them? Because I want my child to join JA and do Duke of Edinburgh and stuff like that. And if they can't do that, I know.
Thank you so much for reminding me. Yes, we have, the Scouting Association, they're open to homeschoolers. Girl Guiding, we have a number of Girl Guides, Scouts. We have a lot of junior achievers too. that are involved in the Junior Achievement Program. And yes, the Duke of Edinburgh, that is open, the Gentlemen's Club. Basically, I mean, there's anything you could think of, or most things that you could think of that's available in the traditional school is available to homeschoolers.
Yeah, I think I have a caller here. Let me see if I can pass that through. Caller, can you hear me? Caller going once. Okay, got disconnected there. Okay, I have another caller there. Let's see if we got into this one. Caller, can you hear me? Got in the AM. Oh, this is when I let the producer go back. Okay, give me a few minutes, callers. I'm going to wait till my producer come back in. I just patch that caller through. I haven't calls, but I'm having difficulties connecting from my side. Tell me when you're ready. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling in to pretty much give kudos to these ladies, and I guess it's a gentleman. The marvelous enterprise. During the COVID, my occupation, I hear a lot about the stresses of not only adults, but adolescent stress. It's a real thing. I think in Florida, they actually are thinking about pushing back the time that school begins. So these ladies are ahead of the time. I hope that the whole entire realm is listening, and I hope to be an advocate for a change. We always talk, especially on the show, I always talk about the curriculum and how the history is all skewed and this and that. But if we as a community take on the responsibility of teaching our children what our culture is, our meaning and behavior, then they would open up their own minds to venture out to find something deeper. And I'll leave you with this. During COVID, I gave myself a project. Now, I went to the Big Red Machine, so I have some type of experience, and I went to university as well, in research. So I went to the archives, and I pretty much researched my entire lineage. And I went back to 1700s, where I found that I had generational property, we had assets, and just the whole nine yards. And that was just simply through the correct education. So imagine if we can teach our toddlers, our young children, our teenagers, our adolescents, then we would have got needs for any of the miasma of politics that follows this asking this what's that going on.
I appreciate that.
Great show. I'll continue to listen in.
Thank you very much. Producer Patch, next call for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in and say that I am just so happy to hear about what's happening with homeschool and people becoming more aware of the availability of homeschool. I myself world schooled my daughter, and we traveled. And homeschooled during travel, and so it's essentially world school, and through that she was able to get such a diverse aspect of life. She's learned so many things that she would not have learned in a standard school, and you know, standard school is definitely not for every child, and I'm glad that it's being reiterated, and it's not only because of sports, but other gifts and talents that children may have that just can't be focus on in a traditional classroom. And so with having homeschool options, it's definitely something that is a great experience for children. Like my daughter, she has so much charisma. She's learned so many things just by traveling and being homeschooled, world schooled. And in that also, we've been able to just see the world from a different light. And so now we recently moved back to Nassau, and she's around kids, and these children are just hanging on to her every word because they've never heard these things, like especially coming from a child. So the things that my daughter has seen in world schooling and the things that she's done, a lot of children haven't been able to experience it. But I'm just so glad, and I'm proud of Ms. Ward and what she's doing with her girls and giving them the exposure with homeschool.
Good, thank you very much. And the caller reminded me that homeschooling is world schooling. And Ms. Poynter mentioned that how she traveled and the children traveled with her and still able to be in school.
Yes.
I can picture in my head when I travel, like school stop. No, so I can learn that when I come back, right? And I come back and say, well, any exam? He said, but it's too late for that. And I said, it is what it is, right? And with homeschooling, it seems that education is continuous. And not just that, that education is everything that's happening around you. You're able to tailor the education or the curriculum based on what you are seeing, what you're passing, right? But let's bring back Ms. Carroll back into the conversation, right? Why is golfing important? And I know you're a golf enthusiast, caddy, trainer, coach. That's right word, coach, right? And now you are promoting golfing in the public schools, in the private schools, having them as an area or access where these kids are able to excel and get take advantage of opportunities, right? So I'm grateful for that. But why is golfing so important nowadays?
Well, we recognize the need for a school golf program here in the Bahamas. One, for an increase of junior golfers locally. Two, for the need for an increase of female junior golfers overall. Now, as you know, golf was a male-driven sport mm-hmm. for many, many years.
Yes.
So we would love to have more female golfers also involved. Lastly, the need for an increase in juniors receiving college scholarships and the need for an increase of parent involvement, which leads to ultimately more adults in the game.
But so, definitely, mm-hmm. we got to contact you. This is called 14 Golf Club. Give me a great name.
14 Clubs Golf Academy.
Definitely contact that in the homeschool place again.
The Bahamas Homeschool Association, BHA.
BHA, and of course, Ms. Denise Poitier.
You can find us on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, Poitier Golf.
Thanks. Anyway, Guardian Radio with AM with CA Nuri. I had an exciting time. I didn't know all this was happening. Have a wonderful day.